Tamara Jansen, MP for Cloverdale Langley City, has brought forth a private member's bill regarding medical assistance in dying and mental illness. She introduced Bill C-218 in Parliament June 20. The legislation seeks to block the Liberal government's planned expansion in 2027 of access to medical assistance in dying, or MAID, for people whose sole underlying condition is a mental illness by amending the criminal code. Jansen was at Academy Farms in Langley July 9 to talk about the bill. The bill's seconder, Andrew Lawton, MP for Elgin Street, Thomas London South, was also on hand, as was Graydon Nicholas, former Lieutenant Governor of New Brunswick, former provincial court judge, and First Nations advocate, and Alicia Duncan, advocate and author of The Other Side of the Straitjacket. The bill, called the Right to Recover Act, will have a second reading in November. Jansen said the issue is very important and something that should concern every Canadian. When seeking help, she said vulnerable people with mental health issues are facing long delays and no access to support but could access MAID instead. March 2027. That's where Canada is headed in 2027 if we don't change course, she noted. That's why I've introduced Bill C-218. This would make it illegal to offer medical assistance in dying to someone whose sole medical condition is a mental illness. She said MAID for mental illness doesn't protect the vulnerable, she said it targets them. It reaches people, not when they're stable, but when they're at their lowest and they're in crisis, isolated without enough support, Jansen explained. We're here because with mental illness, recovery and hope is possible. People can get better. Canadians struggling with their mental health deserve care and support, not a state-sanctioned path to death. Jansen said the bill is about not giving up on people. She said those suffering from trauma, PTSD, or depression could walk into a hospital, ask for help, and be told MAID as an alternative. She said she talked to a veteran who was told about MAID. She heard of a Paralympian who was trying to get a new ramp for their home, but was told about MAID. We had a woman with suicidality who went to emergency for suicide prevention and was told about MAID instead, Jansen revealed. These are proof that Canada's MAID regime is putting people in danger, offering death for people who are asking for dignity, support, and a chance to recover. She said most people she's talked to find it hard to believe those stories and are dumbfounded when they hear that those with a mental illness will be able to request MAID as of March 2027. Unfortunately, it is true, and that's the law that we currently have on the books, and Liberals have had to put it on hold twice due to pushback from so many different stakeholders. 2021. Alicia Duncan said her mother Donna was suffering from mental health issues in Abbotsford in 2021. She had been in a car accident and suffered a traumatic brain injury. She called the laws surrounding MAID poorly legislated, and said her mother struggled for 20 months to get help that would have made difference in her life. Duncan found out 2 days ahead of time that her mother was scheduled to go in for medical assistance in dying. My sister and I, knowing that she had no terminal diagnosis, no diagnosis other than depression, knew something was very wrong, Duncan said. We believed that we could stop this because surely the law would protect someone like my mom in a mental health crisis. The police helped the sisters as best they could. The courts issued a warrant for Donna's arrest under the Mental Health Act, which required her to undergo a psychiatric assessment. A psychiatrist then postponed her MAID appointment for a further assessment. She then tried to take her own life and was later released. When she was released, she scheduled another MAID appointment. Although suffering from depression, that alone is not enough to be approved for MAID, Donna was also starving herself. You can access it here if you also have a physical condition, Duncan noted. Because my mom was starving herself, she had become very frail. And frailty meets the written requirement of someone who is terminal. So anorexia is a loophole in our current system. Her mother died shortly thereafter. She's fought the system and will continue to fight, but she says the protection for those with mental health issues is just not there. Duncan supports Jansen's bill. She said it's needed to protect those who are mentally incapable of protecting themselves. She said her mom was not protected under Canadian law. Under our current legislation, she was deemed as someone who was terminal, Duncan said. My mom had no terminal diagnosis. She said she believes it's morally irresponsible to expand MAID to those suffering from mental issues. I am terrified of what will happen in March 2027 if we allow this to expand for people that do have a mental health condition. Duncan said she's speaking out so people can understand the human cost of MAID and she's hoping others will, in turn, speak out too. Contact your MP to support this bill, she added. This is not an issue for any political party. This is a human rights issue. I just really want to reiterate that we can't protect our family members and loved ones if we don't change the legislation. Hopefully we can save vulnerable people like my mom.